It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. Hey, this sugar shock is delicious.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Okay, first things first. Last week, I neglected to mention two of the best smaller jokes from episode 272, I believe, Homer the Moe. Both of them involve dogs. Homer's stream of consciousness song, when he goes walking down the street trying to open Moe's bar. Or going to open Moe's bar, singing what I'm thinking. Hey, look at that dog. That's funny. And then Barney, who in this episode is sober Barney. There are certain episodes when, you know, Barney is not drinking and he's drinking coffee at Moe's instead of beer and he has, like, combed hair. The guys make reference to a shaggy dog story. And we see that Barney is sitting next to a big, like, bearded collie, and it goes, "Roar!" And, like, its feelings are hurt, and it goes out the door. And Barney goes, "Great, now I gotta go home to that." So, that was the unfinished business. Now, current business. We're going to talk about episode 277, Sweets and Sour Marge, which is also from season 13, which I've been perusing and studying for the past couple weeks, or I guess a week. This is the one starring Ben Stiller as Garth Motherloving, the head of the sugar corporation that's in Springfield. Written by Carolyn Omine, who is the supervising producer of The Simpsons, and very good and very funny. It's one that is shown a lot in syndication, and I sort of, you know, since it's one of the later ones, I kind of tune out when I see it pop up, but watching it on DVD really reinforced for me that it's a very strong episode, especially the beginning. You'll recall that Springfield is deemed the world's fattest town because Homer gets obsessed with the Guinness Book of World Records, or the Duff Book of World Records, I should say. And that's so perfect. Like, it's such a perfect thing for Homer to love. And, you know, his desire to be in the Duff Book of World Records is really funny. When he's trying to play a banjo with a cobra, that results in a couple of really great jokes, because they tell him that technically the cobra would be playing the banjo, so it would get the record. And another good scene happens in Moe's when Lenny and Carl are in fact arguing over how many clothespins one person is recorded to have affixed to his head and neck. It's Hershey highwaymen like you that made me fat, Judge Snyder's funny line. And then, of course, Homer, along with Bart and Lisa, become very mad at Marge because she's the one who bans sugar, who, like, got the class action suit rolling to ban sugar in Springfield. And Homer becomes part of a smuggling ring to smuggle sugar back to its shores. And at the end, he does the right thing and dumps the cargo into the sea, prompting all of Springfield to jump into the sea and drink sugary seawater. Art is a sugary brine. I should one of these days, compile all my favorite sea captain lines and just say them. But that was one of them. Yeah, we end with a shot of Lenny not having any teeth or having very few teeth. To come full circle, the song that plays at the end is Sugar, Sugar by the Archies. There's also a Miami Vice homage at the end because they're on a boat and Wiggum is trying to chase them in his own boat. This has been Simpsons Time. Simpsons Time through the Debiculator, a podcast from WFMU that I hope you are enjoying so far. To hear Nazario Scenario each week, which happens a day before Simpsons Time is updated, you can go to WFMU.org/playlists/AN. I'm Amanda Nazario. Thank you!